What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Movement is Medicine show. And we have an all-star team today here in the studio. Dr. Tim, Dr. Lee, Dr. Ash. What's up, everybody?
What's up? How's it going?
Yeah, it's going so good. And today, I'm super pumped to talk about this topic because it's a little bit of a controversial topic. And it's stretching, okay? Stretching. Because everybody thinks that when they're tight or sore or stiff, stretching is the answer. But we don't necessarily think so.
No.
Not always true.
Not always true.
Exactly. Contrary to popular belief, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like it's such a just normal thing that everybody wants to go to, whether or not it's for tight, sore muscles, whether or not it's for pain or, you know, for exercise. I mean, it really is just wide ranging for, like, you know, we have so many people that come in, like patients that come in, and it's like they're in pain. They're like, well, what have you been doing to help this out? And they're like, well, I've been stretching a ton. And it's like, well, has it been helping? And it's like, well, it's about the pain's about the same. And it's like, okay. So there's a little bit of a correlation there. So that is something that we see here. And it's like people, I mean, it's been around for a long time. People utilize it all the time. But, you know, we'll kind of go over this as we go forward here. We just kind of find that I think people overutilize it. And it doesn't necessarily have the benefits that people think it does.
Right. And the main reason being because stretching feels good. Like,
yeah.
Movement feels good. Because, like, when it comes to pain, movement takes precedent over pain. So if you're in a stretching phase or you're just moving in general, like you hit your elbow and you rub it, you feel less pain while you're rubbing it. As soon as you stop rubbing it, the pain comes back, right? So you're not actually like stretching away the pain. You're more so just confusing your brain, doing mechanoreception instead of nociception, which is pain. So with that, stretching always feels good. That's why people love yoga, right? Because it's just a movement practice. They're constantly flowing through a movement. But ultimately, if you're just lengthening things over and over and over again, you're taking away tension. And we need tension to have integrity in our structure. So that's one of the main reasons why stretching just doesn't work.
Well, I feel like especially like, yeah, with the yoga thing too, I mean, like, keeping tension throughout the body is super, and that's why it's like a lot of what we do here is like, yeah, if you need to release a muscle, we'll use a lacrosse ball. And then it's like, if you're really trying to improve function, we're going to strengthen things, right? In a good way, like build tension through that. But we do see some people with yoga and then also people that stretch all the time where muscles are over lengthened. And that can lead to a whole other set of issues in its own, right? You can actually have pain and dysfunction because you've overstretched and you've over lengthened your muscles.
Right.
Yeah,
especially like the hamstrings. Like that's the big.
Oh my gosh!
Like everybody, anybody who's got low back pain, anybody who's got leg pain, knee pain, whatever, they're gonna stretch their hamstrings first. The majority of the time, that's already the most compromised structure is the hamstring because the hips are already in an anterior pelvic tilt, which is lengthening the hamstrings, and then you want to stretch it because it feels good during the stretch, but you're actually lengthening things more. You're compounding the issue. So it's just about when you stretch and like where you're stretching. That's very pivotal and important. Tim mentioned the lacrosse ball, and that's pretty much just a very specific stretch in a very specific area of the muscle. So that's an area that's a contracture, a shortened area of the muscle that the ball is pressing on, and over time it's lengthening that tissue. That's the better way to stretch. That's the way that we try to teach people how to stretch is like, don't think about it as like a gross stretch of like, I'm going to bend over, touch my toes. It's more so grab the ball and smash into that spot that hurts.
Yeah, and then you can also take the body through motion when you have the ball in that spot. And then that's going to even add in a further benefit to that.
More of that fascial type stretch.
Fascial tension. Yeah.
I blame high school athletics. I mean, because I think, high school athletics and even before that, you know, just PE class, like when you're growing up, for anybody who goes through a normal school system, that's where you learn to stretch. You know, that's where you learn to stretch. I mean, think about it. Before you do anything, that's where you learn to stretch. Then that's what basically warm-up consists of stretching, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I think that gets ingrained with stretching is good, stretching what I should do, stretching is how I prep for movement. And that's also like a static stretch when it comes to movement prep. Also bad news, right?
Well, oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, you got to prepare for what you want to do. Like if you're a goalie and you got to do the splits and you got to go side to side in the net and like get the puck and keep it from going in the net, like then yeah, stretch, do the splits, like because that's what you're preparing your body to do. But if you're just about to go like run, why are you stretching? Like you're never actually going through your full range of motion, so you don't need to stretch.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also with like, you know, because we work with a lot of CrossFitters here, do CrossFit myself, and it's like so many of them that come in that have pain, whatever it happens to be, or even if they don't have pain, just seeing people at the gym, they're just static stretching before they're about to like clean and jerk or snatch or like about to do like a workout, right? Where it's just
movement.
Like a power movement, like explosive movements. And it's like all you're doing is lengthening a muscle before you're about to take it through a dynamic action, which that is the exact opposite of what you want to do. You should actually be activating the muscle in a good way, building tension throughout the muscle. So I think it's a big thing to realize. Yeah, it's dependent on the activity, exactly like Dr. Lee said. It's like, if it's something where you need that, you know, kind of mobility, that flexibility through that muscle, like, you know, like hockey goalie one is a great example. Great. But if you're doing something like running, CrossFit, or different things that are like more dynamic, more explosive, you should not be static stretching before you do that type of activity.
You want a dynamic kind of process that you go through, right? Something that even mimics and specifically taps into the particular movement patterns that you're going to be doing. So like the best way to prep for movement, no surprise, is just to do that movement before you're going like hardcore for real.
Yep. Right. Lighter, so, and then making sure you're going, especially depending on the technique, activating the muscles that you're going to be utilizing through that motion.
Yeah, maybe some specific activities you're doing to turn on those various kind of different parts of the body so they're all synced up then when it comes time to actually start increasing load and intensity.
100%. 100%.
Now, with saying all that, though, there is one muscle that I would stretch. And that's the hip flexors.
I actually agree with that.
That's like the only muscle that I stretch, like, I wouldn't say regularly because I really don't stretch very often. I usually use the lacrosse ball or the so-right. But the hip flexors are an area that you can stretch and you can see a lot of benefit from just because of how much we sit.
Yep.
And when we sit, that hip flexor goes into a contracted state. It's in a shortened state. And over time, it will accommodate to that shortness and continue to shorten. So if you wanted to hit like a half kneeling type of stretch or a couch stretch, like those are actually pretty effective for clearing out tension within the hip flexors. But it's very specific. You're not trying to stretch all the legs. You're going for basically the front of the hips muscle, which most people neglect to begin with, and basically counteracting all of the static sitting you're doing with more of a static stretch. Now, that being said, you got to hold it for at least a minute and a half, 2 minutes before you really notice benefit. And that's what people most of the time get wrong with stretching, is they'll only hold it for like 10, 20 seconds because it feels good in the moment, but it doesn't actually accommodate and lengthen like they think it will, the tissue.
That's a great point, because a lot of people, when they do stretch, it's like, even with some of the lacrosse ball things, we have people and like, you know, some of the stretching, everything like that. It's, oh, well, how long did you hold it? Like, oh, it was like 10, 15 seconds. It's like, well, that's not really going to gain a lot of benefit from that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I always tell people, it's like, I mean, if you're going to hold a static stretch and you're going to do that, depending on like when you're doing it, especially hip flexors or anything like that, like Dr. Lee said, if you can go for like a minute, 2 minutes, great. Like that's going to be even better. But I always tell people at least like 30 to 45 seconds. Like if you're on a time crunch, anything like that, at least hold it for that amount of time. And you're at least going to gain a little bit more benefit from that.
I feel like that's relevant, especially in like a pain state. Like if you know that a certain muscle or a certain area is like really, really tight, say for example, your traps, majority of the time you probably have a lot of knots and trigger points in that muscle. This was described to me in a really cool way recently. Somebody told me, imagine a rope with a bunch of knots in it. And if you compare that to a muscle that has trigger points in it, if you're just stretching that area, you're probably just making everything tighter. You're not really getting rid of what's causing the discomfort. But if you're using like a lacrosse ball or like a release type of deal where you're actually providing that constant pressure for a good amount of time, chances are those knots are actually going to loosen up and actually give you a little bit more benefit. So even in a pain state, you know, making sure that you're on the muscle for a certain amount of time and not just going through ranges of motion for nothing is also important to think about.
You also got to think about, why is the muscle tight?
Yeah.
So the muscle can be tight for multiple two reasons. It could be a lack of nutrients, a lack of water, lack of just like sustainable movement. Like you have a lot of lactic acid that has built up, and now that lactic acid is providing feedback to the muscle to stay in a contracted state. If you just get rid of that lactic acid, which most people would do with like a foam roller or a massage gun, that's also going to lengthen that muscle and basically from a chemical standpoint, allow that muscle to relax. So that's another way that you can affect without physically stretching the muscle. It's more so just trying to help your body process that lactic acid, whether that's with a massage, whether that's with nutrients or like herbs. There's plenty of different ways you can attack that, and everybody that's an athlete like has like their ways that they like to attack it, which I'm sure we're going to talk about next with the cold stress.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of, you know, when we've talked hydration in the past, a lot of times we've talked about eating your water. You know, we talked about you know, a common misconception with hydration is that it just comes through drinking water, drink more water. So I think here it's a little bit the same thing when it comes to stretching a muscle. I think typically when we're thinking about it as a regular person, you know, yes, you think about doing a static stretch, try and lengthen that muscle. What we're really talking about is using some kind of a device or a technique, a variety of different tools to actually cause that muscle to stretch, relax, and lengthen because it's in a contracted state using some kind of a physical pressure like a lacrosse ball or a foam roller or those type of targeted therapies. And that's a different way to think about stretching. So really, it's not that stretching is bad. It's the way most of us go about stretching is just the wrong way. It's not going to give us the actual result that we want.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's definitely some like populations of people where we're like, you need to stretch more. Like if we've got like a rugby guy or like a football guy that just works out obsessively in the gym, like I will tell them to go to yoga. We have to counteract all of that contracted state stimulus with, and balance it out with something that's more lengthening. Ultimately, the body just likes balance. So if we're doing too much of one thing, we're going to eventually fall into pain, whether that's because we're too loose or whether we're too tight. So try to balance that out. Have more of a variety of your activity.
Yeah. I think big takeaway from that is just pay attention to the activities that you do, right? Where it's like, it's, you know, stretching or anything like that. It's just dependent on what you do. So it's like if you're doing something like dynamic or just like powerful like that all the time, it's like, yeah, you might need a little bit more stretching, yoga, different things like that.
And I would completely concur just from like my own personal experience, kind of more in that CrossFit, powerlifting, just kind of like more of that type of training. Yeah, you know, you get to a spot where after some heavy training cycles, it's like, oh man, I'm having a hard time like touching my hands behind my back. You know, right. I'm just feeling like very constricted and like raising my arm over my shoulder. You know, it's like, it's hard, you know, it's like, so I think there, that's a good point. In flip side of that, maybe is if you were a yoga person all the time,
right.
You're ultra flexible, ultra mobile, maybe what you should be working on is a little more strength or something.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we try to balance in the office, honestly.
Yeah. It's all about balance.
I love it. It's all about balance. So we're not saying never stretch. We're saying stretch in the right way for your particular activity, your particular situation. And if you need a little bit of help figuring that out, that's what we're here to do. And that's a big part of what we do when people come in for treatment or with a problem and I've been stretching. Sometimes we say, stop that.
Well, absolutely, because it's like they're trying to affect the area. That's just their best tool that they know is stretching. And like we need to, like with us in the office, we just like to give you other tools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the key. You just have the right tool for the particular problem you have and your particular lifestyle and activities.
100.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Makes sense.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for sharing. I love this topic because it's something a lot of people get wrong, and with a few tweaks, you can get it right. And if you need some help, that's what we're here to do. Thanks, guys, for being here, and we'll catch you on the next show.
We'll see you guys later.
Thanks, Barry.